Chapter 4. Our text for this morning is just one verse, and we'll be doing a study based around that verse then for today. Philippians chapter 4, a verse that is familiar to many of you here. But as I thought about moms, and I thought about the many difficulties that moms go through. Now, if you're a teenager or a kid, you may say, oh man, my mom has it so easy. And all of you moms are laughing. The reality is our moms go through so much for us. And moms, there are times when life gets overwhelming. You know what I'm talking about. Where it's just, how can I go on? How do I continue through this stage of life? How can I make it until bed tonight? It's 8 in the morning. And sleepless nights. Nights full of crying, days full of spilled food, again, days full of drama. But mom, I just can't. Sometimes you wonder, how can I go on? When I think of Mother's Day, a passage that came to my mind is Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Let's go ahead and read this out loud together. Philippians 4, 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. Some of you know that verse. It's a verse you memorized a long time ago. And if not, man, you could have it memorized before the sermon is over this morning, as many times as we will be referring back to that verse. But moms, as you think about life and as you sometimes think of the overwhelming responsibilities, or how am I going to get through this phase, or how am I going to go on? Yeah, here in this passage, we're reminded that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. How do you go on? It's only in the strength of Christ. Somebody once said that a child is carried in its mother's womb for 9 months. But somebody does not know that a child is carried in its mother's heart forever. Somebody said it takes about 6 weeks to get back to normal after you've had a baby. Somebody doesn't know that once you're a mother, normal is history. Somebody said you learn how to be a mother by instinct. Somebody never took a 3-year-old shopping. Somebody said being a mother is boring. Somebody never rode in a car driven by a teenager with a driver's permit. Somebody said good mothers never raise their voices. Somebody never came out the back door just in time to see your child hit a golf ball through the neighbor's kitchen window. Somebody said you don't need an education to be a mother. Somebody never helped a fourth grader with her math. Somebody said you can't love the fifth child as much as you love the first. Somebody doesn't have 5 children. Somebody said a mother can find all the answers to her child-rearing questions in the books. Somebody never had a child stuff beans up her nose. The reality is, we can't find all the answers for problems in the books. But we can go through life and saying, God, how can I go on through the strength of God? This list can go on and on of what somebody said and what the reality seems to be. But as you go through the difficulties of life, mom, I want to encourage you that your strength is found in God. And that as you go through the difficulties, sometimes of Mother's Day, sometimes Mother's Day is a hard day. For some of you, your daughter's not able to be with you. For some of you, your mother's not able to be with you. But as you think about Mother's Day, I want to encourage you, but I want to encourage all of us, that as we go through life, our strength comes from God. Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. There's a chorus that says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And it's all about Him. I go to Him each day. He prepares me for the way. He promised to be near, and it's Christ which strengtheneth me. Moms, as you go through the rest of 2018, whether it's with your kids at your home and worrying, how are you going to make it through the day? or whether it's your kids are grown up and gone away, and God, how am I going to help them? What's going on in their life? You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Father, we thank you for your love. I pray that as we dig into this verse and dig into this truth, that you will encourage our moms that are here today. God, maybe there's a mom who's struggling. Help her to be reminded that her strength comes in you. God, maybe things are going easy. Help those moms to remember when times get tough that their strength comes from you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, it's a very short verse. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. If we could break that down and we could put emphasis on some of those different words, thinking of I, it's you can. You ever said to yourself, I can't go on. I just can't do it. I don't know how I'm going to make it. Whatever the situation was. But this verse is for you individually. I can do all things. Everything that God has called you to, the task that God has called you to go through, the tasks or the situations He's entrusted to you that may not be easy, the situations that God has allowed in your life that you would not have chosen, I can do all things. But it's not in your own strength. There was a mentality years ago that when things get tough, we just pull our bootstraps up a little higher and a little harder and go on. And sure, we have responsibility, but this verse reminds us that we don't do it in our own strength. I can do all things through Christ. It's about your relationship with God. That's where the strength comes from. Not from getting 8 hours of sleep a night, because even that doesn't always solve all the problems, does it? I can do all things through Christ. And the exciting part is those last two words, which strengtheneth me. His strength is for me. You know, we think of the power of Christ. Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, verse number 10, that I may know Him and the power of His what? Resurrection. And the fellowship of His sufferings being made conformable unto His death. Think of the power of the resurrection of Christ. Unreal. I mean, that tops anything we can ever do. Think of the greatest feat you have ever accomplished. And the power of the resurrection is so much greater than that. But in this very next chapter, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Think of the power of the resurrection. Moms, you can go on. Moms, you can make it through this time too. Moms, you can have God's strength in this difficult situation of life. Why? It's because the power of the resurrection can be known in your life through Christ. That's what you cling to. When you're exhausted and you wonder, how can I stay awake until my child takes a nap? When you're going through, how can I help my child work through this drama at school? When you're going through other situations and struggles with maybe it's a class, an education class, and they're just not understanding it, how can I help them understand? I just don't know what to do. Maybe your kid's grown up. Just seem like they keep getting into trouble. God, how can I help? How can I go on? The pressure and the weight. Or maybe it's health issues that your kids are going through and you just say, it doesn't make sense. Some of you lost a child, whether it was a young child or an adult child. And you say, it's not supposed to happen that way. How can I go on? It's through Christ. And as we look at this verse and we remember the truths of this verse this morning, Mom, your strength comes from God. Number one, your strength comes from God. As Paul says, I can do all things. I've heard the definition of the word all is all means all, and that's all means. It's all encompassing. Any task that God has called you to go through, Mom, you can go through with God's strength. It may not be easy. God didn't promise an easy path, but He promised to never leave or forsake us. He promised to be our strength. Again, here we see this strength, this word strengthen, to receive strength. to increase strength. It's Christ which strengtheneth me. This is something that's done to me. I'm not building my own strength. It's not like I go to the gym and I work out on weights, or I go out and I'm riding my bike and I work up those muscles and my endurance and the ability. It's God who does the strengthening to me. How? How do we go through that? Moms, it's God's strength. Your strength comes from God. We see some scriptural truths of this. We can go all the way back even to the Old Testament. Exodus chapter 13. We look at the Old Testament and we see the Jews. Their strength came from God to be freed. Exodus 13 verse 3. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. Again, dealing with the Passover and getting into that, we talked a little bit about leavened bread in the Sunday school hour today. But as we look at this verse, we are reminded of the truth that God's power and strength freed them from Egypt. And you wonder how you can make it through, comparison-wise, your insignificant struggle. Now, as I say that, I don't want any of you to think that I think your struggles are insignificant, because none of our struggles are insignificant. We often get into struggles and we just wonder, how do I go on? We get overwhelmed. We feel like we're drowning. You know what I'm talking about? Moms, your strength comes from God. The Jews, the children of Israel, as they were freed from Egypt, one of the tasks God called them to was to go through what was the Red Sea. Now, God opened it up and they went through on dry ground, but somebody drowned in it. It was those who weren't looking at God. It was those who were living life their own way. Egyptians. It was all about them. As we go through life, God doesn't want you to drown in your struggles. But His strength is real for your life. Are you seeing Him? Are you looking to Him? Even when we think about the crossing of the Red Sea, what Moses did, and holding up his rod, again, representing, again, God and God's power. Chapter 15, verse 2 of Exodus. Let's start in verse 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for He hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath He thrown into the sea. Now there were people who drowned in their struggles, but the children of Israel didn't. Verse 2, the Lord is my strength and song, and He is become my salvation. He, what? Is my God. And I will prepare Him an habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him. Moms, your strength comes from God. For tasks that just seem overwhelming. For fears that you just can't easily escape from. God is there. Draw nigh to Him. And He will draw nigh to you. His strength freed Israel. We're reminded that we can trust His strength. Psalm 18. Turn to the book of Psalms, if you will. Psalm 18. You and I can trust God's strength as we go through the difficulties of life. Psalm 18, verses 1 and 2. I will love Thee, O Lord, my what? Strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Mom, if today's not tough and life is going easy, tomorrow might be tough. But God is right there to strengthen you. Your strength comes from God for the tasks He's called you to go through, the tasks He's allowed in your life. But aren't you thankful that if you're not a mom, it's just as true for you? That God's strength is real. My strength comes from God. I can do all things through Christ. I can trust in Him and in His strength. Chapter 18, verse 32. It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He wraps me around with His strength. He makes my way perfect. Did that mean life was always easy for David? No. If you know David's life and you know the history around it, man, his life wasn't easy. He often ran for his life. He could have so easily been drowning in his own struggles. But he trusted in the strength of God. He realized his strength comes from God. He makes my way without blemish. I can trust in Him. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with... Now there's that word all again. All means all, and that's all means. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. With all, okay, God, I trust you. It doesn't make sense. God, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to get through this time and this situation. But God, I trust you with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Once again, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. And He shall direct thy paths. James reminds us, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. God will direct your paths to have wisdom, mom, for the guidance and direction that your child needs, whether as a young child or as a grown child. You ever felt, what do I even say? How do I help? But God gives us strength. Trust God. Mom, your strength comes from God. He strengthens me to please Him. Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Yes, God expects you moms to be godly. But He wants to strengthen you for that. See, here the psalmist is praying. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It's God who will strengthen you to live for Him, to be that godly example your child, whether young or grown, needs. God will strengthen you for that. He strengthens you that you don't have to fear. Again, there are fears through life. There are fears as a mom that I can't understand as a dad. To me, some things are just like, I don't even think of that. But there are fears that moms go through. And yet God knows them. And God wants you to trust in Him and strengthen you through them. And rest in Him. Psalm 27, an incredible psalm. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That didn't mean that David just went through life and thought that everything was honky-dory and good to go. He had struggles. But he realized, I can trust in God with my fears. I can turn them back to Him. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Moms, your strength comes from God. Your strength comes from God. He strengthens you to live for Him. He strengthens you to give you wisdom of how to help your children and advice to share and to love them. There is so much of that love that is just natural and instinctive. Like the first statement I read earlier, somebody said that a child is carried in its mother's womb for 9 months, but somebody does not know that a child is carried in its mother's heart forever. There is a special love that God has given you moms that as a dad, I don't think I can even understand that. And as you go through struggles with your children then, as you watch them God strengthens you to help them, to lead, to guide, but He strengthens you through the hurts that you go through. Mom, your strength comes from God. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Mom, your strength requires walking with God. It's not just something that just happens. It's not something that just happens because I go to church. It's not something that just happens because I'm saved. But your strength requires walking with God. See, this verse says, I can do all things through Christ. Well, how do I walk with God? I believe it was last Sunday evening we looked at Colossians chapter 2. And in our passage, we're looking at verses 6 and 7. That we walk in Him. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Rooted, established, built up in the faith, and it goes on. It requires a walk with God. Mom, God wants to strengthen you. But it requires you walking with Him. Spending time in His Word. Listening to Him. Like the psalmist prayed, I believe it was Psalm 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in Thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Joshua said in Joshua 1, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. The Word of God changes our thinking process. It doesn't make all of our life situations easier. But once again, we're reminded, your strength comes from God. But it requires walking with Him. We sang the song earlier, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. There are so many responsibilities a mom has. Again, just unreal. I was reading an article in, I believe it was Huffington Post, they put out a number of years ago, and someone said, the most difficult job is a doctor. All of the pressures that they have, you think about the surgeries and so many other things that they're dealing with, working with the internal struggles that people are going through physically. This person who wrote this article, I believe, was a doctor. And as she wrote, she said, but I'm arguing that it's not the most difficult job, but that being a mom is. Because a mom has, yes, the physical care of her children, whether you have a medical degree or not. Yet the mom has the responsibility of caring for the emotional needs. Maybe you say, well, my kids haven't been home for a while. They're grown and they're gone, but how often do they call and cry and say, Mom? There's the reality that moms have many different roles. And as you go through those roles, your strength requires walking with God. Seek Him first, not just the wisdom for these situations. It's not just reading books. One of those statements I read earlier, someone said that moms can find all the answers to child-rearing questions in the books. I was asked this last week, what is a good book that we could give to our son who just had a baby? But as much as these books are helpful, it all goes back to, I must walk with God and seek Him, and He'll strengthen me as a parent. Seek Him wholly. Know Him. The children of Israel had to seek Him, make Him the priority back in the Old Testament. As believers, we're reminded, as we sang this morning, quoting Matthew 6:33, to seek Him. Psalm 27 talks about seeking God's face. Mom, do you seek Him? Your strength for today comes when you walk with Him. When you spend time in His Word, seeking Him, knowing Him. Man, there's so many different ways that God allows us in our world today to get to know Him more and spend time with Him. You know, the easy way, and it's an answer we all can easily just go back to and say, I need to read the Word of God. And we do need to read the Word of God. as Joshua said, to meditate on the Word of God day and night. But there's so many tools in our world today to help us spend more time in the Word of God. The sad reality is many of these tools make us more lazy. I speak of my own self. But we think of all the realities and ways that we have on our phones where you can listen to the Bible. On your phone where you can download good sermons and listen to them while you're going here or there. Apps that help you, they'll just go through one passage and they'll replay that passage again and again and help you memorize it while you're doing stuff where you can't read because you're busy. There's so many tools we have in our world to help us seek God. But I can't get distracted by the tools. I must seek God. That's where your strength comes from. It comes as you walk with God, Mom. Seek Him. Be still. In the day of our busyness and the responsibilities that you have, I believe it was Bernie, I think, was mentioning this morning in Sunday school, he doesn't remember his mom sitting down. Moms, you don't get all that time, do you? So many things going on. But the reality that God wants us to be still and know Him. Be still and know that He is God. Psalm 46. Turn back to Psalm 46. I love Psalm 46. It has been such a challenge and an encouragement to me. The first four verses are powerful. God is our refuge and strength. There we go again. Moms, your strength comes from God. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear. We don't have to fear. We can rest in His strength. Verse 3 talks about situations we don't have to fear in. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, earthquakes, so many things, we can trust God. Verse 4, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. And this passage goes on, and I want us to go down to verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is what? With us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. In the Old Testament, we're often thought and reminded of the fact that the children of Israel went to the tabernacle, or once the temple was built, the temple, and that's where God was. Now, as we gather together in the church house, we know we gather to worship God. But the reality is, even in the Old Testament here, as the psalmist said, that God was with him. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. Mom, your strength comes from walking with God. Draw nigh to Him, and He will draw nigh to you. But it takes time to be still. For me, that's one of the hardest things it is, just to sit still and to be quiet, to have it quiet. If it's quiet, it feels like something is missing. But the reality is, the psalmist says, be still. God says, be still and know that I am God. And in order for you and I to have God's strength, we must be still and take time out of the busyness of our lives to walk with God. And the busy responsibilities. But I just don't have time because I'm running from this and that and the other and the responsibilities as mom and the responsibilities. Maybe you've got a job that goes along with that outside of the home and all these other things. I don't have time. But the reality is, you won't have God's strength if you don't take time. Be still and know that I am God. Seek Him. Your strength requires walking with God. Because you will receive it from Him. He wants to give you it. But again, it takes that quiet time. Walking with God. Psalm 68, verse 35. Psalm 68, verse 35. O God, Thou art terrible. Out of Thy holy places, the God of Israel is He that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. You can have God's strength for life. Would you walk with him? Would you take his strength? Have faith in him. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. But again, it requires us meditating on his word, walking with him, choosing his way. Mom, your strength comes from God. Your strength requires walking with God. But ultimately, your strength should cause you to worship God. Your strength should cause you to worship God. Because you get to the end of the day and you wonder, how did I make it? You fall in your bed exhausted and like, oh. Some of you have to remember back to this stage. Some of you are going through this. Remember as you finally got your kids in bed? Oh. That took longer than I planned. You go through this task and that task and just, how can I go on? But then you get to the end and it's like, I made it! God, thank you. Your strength should cause you to worship God. Remember our verse, Philippians 4:13? I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Paul is praising God because it's all about him. Paul went through a lot of difficult times and situations, but it was all about God. And as you and I go through those difficult times that God allows in our lives, watching God strengthen me should cause me to worship him. Your strength should cause you to worship him. Psalm 59, verses 16 and 17. Maybe it's lifting up a voice of singing to God. Psalm 59, 16 and 17. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and my refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing. For God is my defense and the God of my mercy. Verse 16 said, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. My mom often woke me up by singing to me. And it was loud. And I sure didn't expect it. And I remember often saying, Mom! She just smile and keep singing. And that's not good morning, good morning, good morning. It's time to rise. Man, I learned that one real quick. Okay, I'm up. Okay, and working through that as a kid. But man, my mom would sing. Mom, as you go through life and you see the strength of God, it causes you to worship. Maybe you don't sing out loud in the morning. Maybe part of your devotional time walking with God is with a hymnal, and maybe it's singing in your heart and in your head, but worshiping God with song. He alone is worthy of worship. Your strength should cause you to worship him, singing unto him. For his power that works in you. 2 Corinthians 12. Can we see the power of God at work in our lives? We looked at that in Philippians 3:10 and then in our verse, Philippians 4:13. Here is Paul's writing to this church at Corinth. We can praise God for watching God's power at work. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice or three times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my what? Is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, Paul said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Mom, as you look at your life, you may say, if only this problem were gone, it'd be so much easier. Humanly, it would. But Paul said, God has allowed me to go through this. Because when I am weak, then I'm strong in His power. It's not me who gets me through every day. He said, and that's what encourages me as I go through this. But for these reasons, I glorify God. His strength causes me to glorify Him. If there were no struggles in life, life would be so much easier. But if there were no struggles in life, we wouldn't draw nigh to God because we've got it. God said, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Moms, as you go through some of the difficult tasks you don't want to go through this week, remember that your strength is made perfect through God's strength in your weakness. And that your strength should cause you to glorify God because it's only of Him that got you through it. It's only Him who gave you wisdom. I don't know where that came from. Man, that was of God. The power of Christ is working in you. The power of God that provides in and through you. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Happy Mother's Day. It's a day that you get to rejoice in, and maybe your kids already have shown you some love and appreciation, but it's a day for honoring you. But tomorrow goes back to the grind, doesn't it? And tomorrow your house may not be as clean as it was today. And they won't do everything that they've tried to do today just because they didn't think about it tomorrow. Now, yes, kids, we need to honor our moms every day. But Mom, as you get back into the difficult times of this week, remember that your strength comes from God. Remember that your strength comes from walking with God. And then as you've watched God's strength in your life, it causes you to glorify God. I can do all things, including be a mother through Christ which strengtheneth me. That's what God's called many of you to. So go in His strength and be that mom. Men, kids, those of you who aren't a mother, as we go through the same situations of life or other ones that God calls us to, this passage is so applicable for us. I can do how many things? Through Christ. This week. Learning to lean on Him. Learning to draw nigh to Him. And He will strengthen my heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Father, we thank You for Your love.